Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission announces schedule for general elections 2024. Lok Sabha polls to be conducted in 7 phases beginning the 19th of next month. Assembly polls in Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh also to be held along with Lok Sabha elections. Counting of votes for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections on 4th June. Met Department forecasts rainfall and thunderstorms over East and Central India for next 4 days. And in All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen faces Johnson Christie of Indonesia in men's singles semi-final at Birmingham. The Lok Sabha polls will be conducted in 7 phases beginning the 19th of next month. Counting will take place on the 4th of June. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for general elections 2024 as well as for the assembly polls in 4 states. Polling will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats on the 19th of April in the first phase, in 89 seats on 26th April in the second phase and 94 seats on 7th May in the third phase. The fourth phase will cover 96 seats on 13th May, fifth phase 49 seats on 20th May and the sixth phase 57 seats on the 25th of May. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the last and seventh phase polling will be held on the 1st of June for 57 Lok Sabha seats.
We'll do it in 7 phases. Phase 1 will start from 20th March notification and last date of withdrawal would be 30th March and date of poll would be 19th of April. Second phase, notification will start on 28th of March and date of poll will be 26th of April. Phase 3 would be from 12th of April and date of poll will be 7th of May. Fourth phase mein 18th April ko gazette notification hoga aur date of polling would be 13th of May. Fifth phase 26 April se shuru hogi aur 20 May tak chalegi. Phase 6th mein 57 constituencies will go to the poll starting from the gazette notification on 29th of April and finishing on 25th of May 2024. Last phase, 7th phase, notification will be on 7th of May and polling on 1st of June. And date of counting in the entire country would be 4th of June.
22 states and UTs including Gujarat, Tamil Nadu, Punjab, Telangana, Kerala, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Meghalaya and Nagaland will go to poll in a single phase. Karnataka, Rajasthan, Manipur and Tripura will have voting in 2 phases, while Chhattisgarh and Assam will go to polls in 3 phases for the Lok Sabha. Madhya Pradesh and Jharkhand will have polling in 4 phases and in Maharashtra and Jammu and Kashmir the polling will be held in 5 phases. In Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and West Bengal the voting will be conducted in 7 phases. The Election Commission also announced the poll schedule for the assembly polls in Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh. Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh assemblies will go to polls in a single phase along with the Lok Sabha elections on the 19th of April. Similarly, Andhra Pradesh assembly polls will be conducted in single phase on 13th May. The CEC said polling for Odisha Assembly will be held in 4 phases on 13th, 20th and 25th of May and the 1st of June, along with the Lok Sabha polls.
चार राज्यों में असेंबली इलेक्शंस का जून में खत्म हो रहे हैं. सिक्किम 2 जून को विद 32 असेंबली सीट्स, उड़ीसा 24 जून विद 147 असेंबली कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसीज, अरुणाचल प्रदेश ऑन 2 जून विद 60 असेंबली कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसीज, आंध्र प्रदेश ऑन 11 जून 24 विद 175 assembly constituencies. These are the simultaneous elections to the parliament. They will also be held in the same phase where the parliament elections will be held.
With the announcement of the poll schedule, the Model Code of Conduct has come into force. The CEC said the ECI team is fully prepared for the biggest festival of Indian democracy. He said the country has 97 crore registered voters and over 10.5 lakh polling stations will be manned by 1.5 crore personnel. He added that there will be 1.82 crore first-time voters in this election. Mr. Kumar highlighted that the Commission is ready to facilitate vote from home for electors over 85 years of age and for persons with disabilities. He also said political parties will have to explain why they have fielded a candidate with serious criminal cases in the elections. He said adequate numbers of EVMs and VVPATs have been made available and all steps have been taken to ensure that the poll is conducted smoothly.
We are appointing 2,100 observers. जो भी DOs level playing field provide कर रहे हैं कि नहीं कर रहे हैं वो specifically इसको देखेंगे. Inducement and coercion, intimidation, free election हो इस पर specifically नजर रखेंगे हमें report करेंगे. Force जितनी भी जा रही है किसी भी राज्य में उसका deployment they will be randomizing the force. Entire election machinery will be randomized in the presence of the observers.
The term of the current Lok Sabha is ending on the 16th of June this year. The country has 543 Lok Sabha seats, out of which 84 parliamentary constituencies are reserved for scheduled castes and 47 for scheduled tribes. Our correspondent reports that by polls for 26 assembly seats in Bihar, Gujarat, Haryana, Maharashtra, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and Tripura will also be held along with the Lok Sabha polls. Political parties have welcomed the announcement of the schedule of Lok Sabha poll as well as state assemblies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the BJP NDA are fully prepared for elections in a series of social media posts. Mr. Modi said the party will go to the people on the basis of its track record of good governance and service delivery across sectors. BJP President JP Nadda urged the people to come out in record numbers to vote and strengthen the foundation of the world's largest democracy. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the Lok Sabha elections will open the door of justice for India. Aam Aadmi Party leader Gopal Rai said the party is fully prepared and will fight the election with full strength with the INDI alliance. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought public support to weed out corruption and usher in development. Addressing a public rally in Kalburgi of Karnataka today, the Prime Minister said a large number of people have benefited from schemes like Ayushman Bharat, Jal Jeevan, Ujjwala and PM Awas Yojana. He assured of Modi guarantees to make Karnataka an agricultural and industrial hub. He accused the Congress government of indulging in corruption and misgovernance in the state. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has announced Shramik Nyay and Hissedari Nyay for people. Addressing media persons in Bengaluru today, he said there are 15 guarantees that will be announced by the party as part of its manifesto during the Lok Sabha elections. Shramik Nyay assures the working class of free medical care, increased payment under MGNREGS, employment guarantee scheme in urban areas and life insurance. Hissedari Nyay assures comprehensive caste census and representation in government institutions. Noted singer Anuradha Podwal today joined the Bharatiya Janata Party. She was inducted in the party in the presence of Party General Secretary Arun Singh at party headquarters in New Delhi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Tomorrow evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 PM on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the news at 9. A Delhi court today remanded Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavita to the Enforcement Directorate's custody till the 23rd of March in connection with the Delhi liquor policy case. Ms. Kavita was produced before the court by the ED following her arrest yesterday. ED had sought 10 days of remand for Kavita. The Telangana leader faces allegations of conspiring with top leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party in exchange for favours in the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy. Delhi's Rals Avenue court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal against arrest for skipping Enforcement Directorate ED's repeated summons in a case related to the alleged excise policy scam. The court asked Aam Aadmi Party AAP leader to furnish a personal bond of 15,000 rupees and a security bond of 1 lakh rupees for the bail. The Delhi Chief Minister violated Section 174 of the Indian Penal Code. The section deals with disobeying a legal order to be at a certain place in person or by agent. Mr. Kejriwal appeared before the court following the Enforcement Directorate's complaints that the AAP chief was not complying with the agency's summons in connection with the case. The ED also told the court that the Chief Minister skipped 8 summons issued under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The next hearing in the case will be held at 10 a.m. on the 1st of April. The centre has declared the Jammu and Kashmir Liberation Front Yasin Malik faction as an unlawful association for a further period of 5 years. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said the banned outfit continues to engage in activities that foment terror and secessionism in Jammu and Kashmir. He said anyone found challenging the security, sovereignty and integrity of the nation will face harsh legal consequences. Former member of the National Commission for Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes and prominent Buddhist monk of Ladakh, popularly known as Lama Lobzang, passed away this morning in Delhi. He was 94. A distinguished tribal leader, Lama Lobzang had served in the National Commission for Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes for 19 years, since 1984. Former IAS officer Navneet Kumar Sehgal today took charge as new Prasar Bharati chairman. Mr. Sehgal is a 1988 batch retired bureaucrat of UP cadre. He is the successor of A. Surya Prakash, who completed his term as chairman in 2020. Talking to media after assuming charge, Mr. Sehgal said Doordarshan and Akashwani have huge reach and they are reliable sources of information.
प्रसार भारती देश का एक बहुत ही रिलायबल संदेशवाहक है. आम जन तक सही खबरें पहुंचाना ये प्रसार भारती का एक मुख्य उद्देश्य है. इसके साथ जो जन कल्याणकारी कार्यक्रम है उसके बारे में भी हमारे नागरिक हैं उनको समय समय पर अवगत कराते रहना. ये पब्लिक ब्रॉडकास्टर हमारा प्रसार भारती का ये कर्तव्य है कि वो सही और निष्पक्ष खबरें आम जन तक पहुंचाए.
The government will conduct a foundational literacy and numeracy assessment test, FLNAT, as part of Nav Bharat Saksharta Karyakram tomorrow across 23 states. Union Education Ministry said approximately 37 lakh learners will appear for this important nationwide assessment. The FLNAT will be held in all districts of each participating state and UT. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rainfall and thunderstorms over eastern central India for the next 4 days. The IMD said widespread rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds of up to 40 kilometers per hour will occur over parts of West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh till the 20th of this month. Light rainfall and snowfall is likely to occur over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and northeast India for the coming 6 days. In All England Open Badminton Championships, men's singles second semi-final is underway between Lakshya Sen and world number 9 Jonathan Christie of Indonesia at Birmingham. Lakshya had defeated Lee Zijia of Malaysia 20-22, 21-16, 21-19 in the quarterfinal last night. Indonesian star shuttler Anthony Ginting has entered the final, defeating Christo Popov of France 19-21, 21-5, 21-11. He will now meet the winner of the second semi-final between Lakshya and Jonathan in the title clash. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore will play against Delhi Capitals in the final at Arun Jaitley Stadium, New Delhi, tomorrow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Delhi Capitals have won 6 of the 8 games in the tournament, while Royal Challengers emerged winner in 4 games. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission announces schedule for General Elections 2024. Lok Sabha polls to be conducted in 7 phases beginning the 19th of next month. Assembly polls in Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh also to be held along with Lok Sabha elections. Counting of votes for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections on the 4th of June. Met Department forecasts rainfall and thunderstorms over East and Central India for the next 4 days. And in All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen faces Jonathan Christie of Indonesia in men's singles semi-final at Birmingham. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.